Hello, this is John with Saul's message for Sunday, June 6, 2013. Today he talks about living without laws or limits. You have no idea of the wonders that await you. When the moment for humanity's awakening arrives, as it most surely will, because it is God's will, joy and amazement will engulf you. You have no idea of the wonders that await you, wonders that will uplift and inspire even the most sceptical among you. Once humanity has awakened, you will find yourselves in a different world, one that has changed out of all recognition. And yet, it will also be the same world. That is indeed a paradox, one that you will understand with absolute clarity when you have awakened. But for now, you will just have to accept that it is beyond your understanding. This is because the illusion your present world experience has severely limited your awareness and your intelligence. It is, as you know, an environment of limitation. When you awaken, the limitations will have gone and infinite knowledge will be available to you. All you will have to do is to choose the field of knowledge which you wish to embrace, and your understanding will instantly be complete. Living without laws or limits, as you will be doing, the laws of science, physics, human laws, religious laws, in fact, any kind of law or limit you can possibly imagine, is most wonderfully freeing. In reality, in heaven, there are no laws or limits, because all life, all consciousness, all sentient beings are perfectly and completely in alignment with the will of God. It is the only will, and it is utterly free. An impossible concept for you to grasp as you strive and struggle with the constant laws and limits that a human existence imposes upon you. This infinite freedom provides an environment of boundless harmony in which all that exists melds and integrates in an endless selection of creative opportunities that complement and add to each other in the enormous and constantly expanding field of divine energy. Love, whose never-ending beauty and wonder will ceaselessly delight and astonish you. Does this perhaps sound too good to be true? I assure you that it is not. It is the limits with which the illusion has basically ensnared you which make it beyond the bounds of possibility for you to imagine the wonders of God's domain that awaits your awakening. Know that what God has created by his will is for your everlasting joy, and that nothing can prevent even one of you from being an essential, inseparable, and totally aware and fully conscious aspect of that state, eternal oneness with your Father. Your Father's greatest joy is to see his children happy. It is also his will, and so this happiness will come into being forever. Any fears, worries, or anxieties that may disturb you, such as feeling unworthy of his love, of being a grave sinner whom he can never forgive, or just plain wondering why he should be interested in you or care for you at all, can be dismissed because each one of you is dearly loved, because you are you. You need do nothing to prepare yourselves or make yourselves acceptable to him. He created you perfect. All of creation is perfect, and there is no way that you can improve on that. Just let go of fear and all the unloving and fearful thoughts that pop into your minds. Focus on love, his eternal love for you, and remind yourselves whenever doubts or anxieties arrive that his will is for you to be eternally happy. Your experiences of unhappiness, dissatisfaction, pain, and suffering are all of the illusion. Imaginary states that you constructed and which no longer serve you. When you offer love in every situation, you will discover very quickly how rewarding it can be. You do not need to go around telling people that you love them. Just hold love for them in your hearts while neither attacking them nor defending yourselves. Doing that completely alters your individual energy fields, making them safe and welcoming to all. And others will feel this even if they are not consciously aware of it. You are beings of love, so to do this is to recognize and embrace your natural state. As you do, all doubts and anxieties will just fall away and your energy fields will clear, so that you feel buoyant, uplifted, confident in just being yourselves. And that is how you are meant to feel. You are not, and never have been, responsible for how others feel. Each of you is responsible for how you yourself feel. If you offer only love, then you will feel good about yourselves. When you see others who are unhappy, suffering, you will feel compassion, empathy for them, but you need not and should not embrace their suffering. It helps neither of you. When you can give them some time, you do not need to give anyone all of your time. Be present for them. Listen to them without interrupting to offer guidance or advice, and your quiet presence will be very healing for them. If they should ask for advice, offer it, but sparingly, because you will never be fully able to understand what they need, and just a few kind words will present them with new perceptions to enable them to release whatever is causing them pain. All are one, but by not being loving, you shut yourselves off from that divine state and anxieties flood in to disturb you. Feelings that disturb you are an indication that you need to focus on being loving, thus opening yourselves to engage with the divine field of love in which you are eternally immersed. As you have so often been told, love is the answer to every problem, to every issue, and enables you to find solutions that work for everyone involved. Dismiss your fears by intentionally and very consciously opening to the divine field of love which envelops you in every moment of your eternal existence, thus allowing your guides to help you see things more clearly and leading to the resolution of issues with which you have been concerned. It is likely that the solution that results will not be what you had expected, because frequently your solutions, your ideas of what needs to occur are not in alignment with love's solution, the only viable solution. Let love resolve your issues and problem by letting them go and handing them over to the divine wisdom that will compassionately and gently show you the way forwards. With so very much love, Saul.